Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 144 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 22nd is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of intentness, being intentional with your actions to make an impact and persevering through difficulties or when you don't see results right away. Reflect on something which pulls at your heart and you know is the right thing to do, but you have given up because the process is too painful. Have intentness today to do what is right no matter what difficulties you face or whether or not you see the results. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. How often do we look back at someone who has achieved at a high level and we dismiss all the hard work, the suffering, the failure, the process that it took to get to that level of achievement? I think I really started reading and studying about John Wooden when I was in college. Sure, I had heard the name and I knew about all the NCAA championships he was a part of as the men's basketball coach at the University of California at Los Angeles. But the more I learned about him, the more his ideas and philosophies really hit home with me. Not because I thought they would help me win a championship as a coach, but because I knew he was teaching a way of life that can help me be successful no matter what I accomplish. For me, Wooden is an example of how someone you have never met or known personally can be a mentor to you through their words, their values, and their principles they live by. I love John Wooden's definition of success because it gives everyone a chance to experience it. Success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of knowing that you did your best to become the best you are capable of becoming. Throughout his life, Wooden created what he called the Pyramid of Success, which describes 15 attributes that are the building blocks to help you attain success, as well as 10 other characteristics that provide the mortar to hold the pyramid together. My favorite attribute on the pyramid is intentness. Here is what Wooden had to say about intentness. The fourth block in the second tier of the Pyramid of Success is intentness. It is as important as any single block in the entire pyramid. I could say intentness means determination. I could say it means persistence. I could say it means tenacity or perseverance. I will say it is the ability to resist temptation and stay the course, to concentrate on your objective with determination and resolve. Impatience is wanting too much too soon. Intentness doesn't involve wanting something. It involves doing something often for a very long time. The road to real achievement is usually bumpy and long, but you do not give up. You may have setbacks. You may have to start over. You may have to change your method. You may have to go around or over or under. You may have to back up and get another start, but you do not quit. You stay the course. To do that, you must have intentness. Here's a little example of what I mean. In 1948, I began coaching basketball at UCLA. Each hour of practice, we worked very hard. Each day, we worked very hard. Each week, we worked very hard. Each season, we worked very hard. For 14 years, we worked very hard and didn't win a national championship. However, a national championship was won in the 15th year, another in the 16th, and 8 more in the following 10 years. Be persistent, be determined, be tenacious, be completely determined to reach your goal. That's intentness. If you stay intent and your ability warrants it, you will eventually reach the top of the mountain. Wooden's record in the NCAA tournament prior to winning the first championship was 3 wins and 9 losses. They played in a terrible facility that they shared with the gymnastics team, and Wooden often swept the floor before practice. Then for a time, they didn't even have their own gym and had to travel around and play at area high schools and junior colleges. 15 years. How many of us have enough intentness to stick with it that long when we are not getting the end result we want? Do you know what kills intentness? Expectations. Our own expectations of how we think it is supposed to happen, or other people's expectations of what they think is supposed to happen. A lot of people say you have to expect things of yourself before you can do them. But intentness trumps expectations, because no matter whether we get the results, which are outside of our control, that we expect or not, intentness tells us we aren't going to stop. If we have negative results, we will keep going. If we have positive results, we will keep going. So I guess there is one expectation we should have, that no matter what we do, we will have intentness. So how about you? How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of intentness? Can you have intentness today to do what is right no matter what difficulties you face, or whether or not you see the results? John Wooden had intentness. You and I can have intentness. But remember that the opposite of intentness is wanting too much too soon. Intentness does not involve wanting something. Yes, you can have a vision for where you want to go, but you must remain committed to the process. As Inky Johnson says, can you be committed to the process without being emotionally attached to the results? Intentness is a necessary character skill if we want to increase our impact on the students and athletes we work with and give them a better version of ourselves every day.